Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business, all so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. Well, hello there. Happy whatever day it is that you are listening to this. I am actually recording this on a Thursday, and I'm doing my multiple bag whisper. Tell me how I'm doing live. I'm live on Instagram. My friend, my dear friend, Karen Kirby, who is the bag whisperer, has the best IG lives, and I am going to try my very best to emulate her, but I'm not wearing any funny gear or anything like that. Anyways, I'm recording my podcast. You know, I am a big, big believer in repurposing. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and if you listen to my podcast, Female Empowered, you will be catching this in a couple weeks when it airs, I believe 2 weeks from today. So here we go. This is not great for someone with ADHD like me because I am all over the place. But last week on the podcast, I aired an episode about the importance of having a complete marketing strategy. And we talked about the first pillar of marketing, in my opinion. This is not trademarked. This is Krista Gurka's self-made marketing strategy. All right. So the first pillar was attraction. The first pillar was you have to have a way to attract new people to your business, right? We need new people to come into the door. And that gets more and more important, actually, the longer we are in business. Okay. So sometimes at the beginning, it's almost easy because it's like when you have to lose 200 pounds. A lot of times, like the first 50 will come off easier and the last 50 come off harder. So that is kind of the same. Like a lot of times it's easier to get new people in the door, but the longer you've been in business, now you really, really have to have a structured strategy, like a strategy from starting point to ending point. So today, what we're going to talk about is the last pillar of marketing. So I teach five pillars of marketing in my signature Fit Biz Foundations course, which is a course for female boutique wellness, fitness, and healthcare business owners, all right? Brick and mortar business owners. And so the last pillar of marketing is retention, all right? Now, some people might say, well, how is retention marketing? Well, let me tell you, Dilios, it is significantly easier to sell to a person that has already bought from us, right? So it is easier to go back to a restaurant that I've already been at because I know I like it, right? They can upsell me on things. So this is why retention is very important. Now, depending on what marketing study or what you read, there are stats that say it's anywhere from like 5 to 15 times less expensive to retain a client than it is to get a new client. Because if you think about it, when you get a new client in your door, right? One, you have to attract them. Okay. So one, you have to attract them, which costs money if you're spending money on ads or time, if you're doing like community events or social media. Two, you have to nurture them through this sequence. They usually do like an intro or a discovery session or an evaluation. It takes them a little while to get to know you. So there's a time capsule to that, right? Sometimes it takes 30 days. Sometimes it takes 60 days. Listen, I have people that have been listening to my podcast or engaging with my content for over 2 years before they decide to work with me. So this is a long game, right? And then with retention, these people have already bought from you. So they already know you. They already like you. They already trust you. They already have purchased. So it makes it much easier, which is also less expensive for you. Okay. And especially in our industry, when we have for most of us in the brick and mortar space, we have a capacity that we will reach at some point, right? We're not open 24 hours a day. We only have so much physical space to see people, which is why I'm a big proponent of doing some online or digital programming. So at some point you will reach a capacity. So once you're at capacity, you have to spend less and less ongoing in marketing to acquire new clients because you don't have any more room. All right. So now I do see a ton of new businesses always. And I was like this for a long, long time too. And I was always trying to get new people in the door, new people, new people, new people, new people, new people, right? So it was exhausting. Okay. It's exhausting to always be like, imagine, I love analogies. So imagine you're a host or hostess at a party, right? Welcoming new people, introducing new people. At the end of the night, you're probably exhausted talking to people, meeting them, engaging with them, right? That can be very energetically draining. So one of the things that we really try to embed into our business owners when they're going through our programs is retention is super, super, super important because it's not just about getting new people in the door. It's about keeping those people year after year after year, month after month after month, decade after decade after decade. Okay. And I'm going to repeat this over and over and over again. To be successful at marketing, okay, you have to have a strategy. Now, when I say a strategy, I don't want you people to think that I'm saying like this elaborate strategy, this expensive strategy. No, what I'm saying is, there should be a continuum from when they first hear about you to now they're a raving fan. So when people only focus on client acquisition, they drop the ball with everything that comes after that. And if they only focus on client retention, they drop the ball on everything that comes before that. So there should be like some sort of linear pattern that's like, okay, they go from this step to this step to this step to this step to this step. Okay. So you want it to be repeatable. You want it to be trackable so you can objectively track if it's working or not. And you want somebody else eventually to be able to repeat it. All right. So what now, let's really get into retention. What I think of as a good retention strategy, okay, is we strive for over 80% retention at Pilates in the Grove. All right. We strive for 80% or more retention, which means that someone who has bought for us is 80% more likely to continue with us. All right. It's a good way to learn how to understand the lifetime value of your customer. This is a little aside, a little sidetrack. However, if you know that the average client will spend, making this up, $5,000 with you over the course of their life with you, right? Then spending $100 or even $500 to acquire that client is a good return on your investment. All right. That's a separate podcast because some people, if your minds right now are like, oh my God, what did she just say? Don't worry. It's stuff that we actually talk about in our upcoming Female CEO Summit that's happening in November. It's a live event in Palm Beach, Florida, at the beautiful Singer Island. So if you're a female fitness, wellness business owner and are interested in that, shoot me a DM to get on my wait list because it's a small event. We're only taking 20 business owners this year. All right. So I digress. So how are you keeping your current clients coming back? How are you keeping your current patients engaged and re-engaged and continuing to purchase from you? This is important to think about. If you have a membership, right? So in other words, somebody signs up for a monthly membership, they pay $200 a month to continue to come to your Pilates studio, or $99 a month to continue at your yoga studio. Do you know what the churn rate of your membership is? Churn means when people cancel their membership. All right. Do you know what that is? Now, some of you might say, if your schedules are really full, you may think, oh, I don't have a churn rate, I'm always full. Not the case, oftentimes. A lot of times when our schedules are full, we miss how large our churn rate is because we always have someone to fill that spot. So imagine if you could decrease your cancellation by even 10%, what that would do to your bottom line. All right. Decreasing your cancellation by 10% can increase your revenue by 40%. It's like a 1-to-4 ratio. It's crazy, right? All right. Do you have a system in place to retain these clients, to re-engage clients that have dropped off the schedule? Because that always happens. We always get attrition, especially over the last couple of years, because people got out of their routines. They were traveling, they were home, they had sick kids, kids were homeschooling, right? So this is a perfect time to start re-engaging people. And as boutique fitness, we have an advantage. We can be very specific about who we have in our classes, how we space them out, how we clean the equipment, knowing who is there, knowing who is not there, right? So as boutique fitness and wellness, I truly believe that we have a leg up to the big box gyms right now. And I think that we should lean into that, right? That should be a significant part of our messaging. So here are some stats for you regarding attrition, regarding retention for your customers, right? So most people will cancel their memberships at about 4 months in. All right. So how about if around the 3-month mark, we try to upsell them, upgrade them into an annual membership? So if you have a email sequence, a check-in sequence, some sort of push notification in your membership, then at about 3 months, you can start sending them content that says, hey, how do you like our membership? We really think that you would be great. Then you can go ahead and upgrade today to an annual membership for 50% off. All right. So that's a great way, even if you're offering. So some people, if you're like, well, why would I offer them 50%? Well, if they're going to cancel in a month and you offer them 50% off an annual membership, you're still making more than you would if they canceled at month 4. And I know this is like confusing if you're listening to it. It's much easier if you can see me write it down on my cheat sheets, which usually on my YouTube channel I do. So if you visit me over on YouTube, you can check that out sometimes. All right. Hey there. I just wanted to jump in real quick and make sure you knew about the Learning Library resource page I have on my website. It's filled with a variety of masterclasses all about starting, growing, scaling, running behind the scenes of a boutique fitness and boutique wellness business. So if you're interested in learning, I invite you to visit www.kristagurka.com/store and check out all of the amazing resources we have over there. All right, now let's get back to the episode. Now, this is what I said before. Remember, we talked about it's 5 to 10 times more expensive to sell to a new client than it is to sell to a returning client. Okay. So it's easier to sell a package, a special, a promotion to someone who has already bought from you. I'm going to say it over and over and over again. All right. It is significantly easier to sell to someone who has already bought from you, which is why we would like to continue with having more and more retention in our business. Plus, this creates what we call raving fans that are free marketing for your business. Free marketing. Raving fans will go out and tell everyone about your business. And so keeping people happy, keeping your VIP clients, your big spenders happy and retained is going to be free marketing for you. Okay. If you follow the Pareto principle, it basically says that 80% of your revenue will come from 20% of your clientele. So how can we take that 20% of our clientele and make them feel super, super special to get them to stay forever, really? All right. So here are some things that I recommend, and here are some things that we use in my business, and here are some things that we put together for the people in our FitBiz Foundations and Inner Circle programs. These are some of the retention strategies that we have used. One thing is VIP membership ideas. So think of like Amazon Prime, right? You pay a small annual fee. You get things like free shipping. You get things like special deals, et cetera, right? So maybe you have some sort of VIP membership at your facility where maybe they spend a small annual fee. I don't know, $49, $99. And then they get, maybe they get free parking. Okay. If you have some sort of parking garage where you validate, maybe they get it for free. Maybe they get access to a platform where they get access to deals and promotions 7 days before it goes out to your general list. What if they get access to register for classes a week before that schedule gets opened up on the regular platform? They get free on-demand service. They get discounts on merch. So that could be socks or shirts or sweatshirts. And then once they're enrolled in this program, maybe you can have different types of tiers where once they reach a certain tier, they get swag or goodie bags or stuff like that, right? People like to feel special, right? What about having a studio ambassador program? And while, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Lululemon, they do a really great job with their ambassador program. So what if you ask some of this 20% of your clientele that's going to give you 80% of your revenue, if they'd be interested in being a studio ambassador? Okay. Maybe it's something like they get to participate in your hiring process, where they get to be the clients in a class during instructor auditions. Maybe it's they get to be part of your photo shoots for your business. Maybe it's that they get to bring a guest, a free pass to bring a guest like every month or something like that, right? Those are ways so you can ask them to be studio ambassadors and they get XYZ, right? Maybe someone who has a great social media following in your local area could be a studio ambassador and they get to bring someone for free every month. And then you, in turn, you ask them to post maybe once or twice a month on there and tag you on their social media. All right. What about, we talked about special promos for your loyal customers. So say they're a studio ambassador or a VIP, right? They get access to these special promotions that other clients don't get access to, right? Occasional freebies. So we did this a lot during 2020 and 2021. We sent out like loyalty bucks, we called them. We sent out, hey, here's a $25 gift card to a local coffee shop just for being a loyal customer to Pilates in the Grove. Here's $25 off your next session or next package from us just for saying thank you. Now, I do believe like giving discounts to use at your studio is great, but once people are coming 5 years, 6 years, 8 years, sometimes it's really nice to give them something else, like a gift card to Amazon or to Starbucks, or because like they're already spending. So giving them a free pair of grip socks, like they probably have 50 grip socks already, right? So thinking like outside the box a little bit, excuse me. And then very simple, very simply, a simple thank you. A thank you goes a long way. Thank you so much for sending Jane into our referring her. You know, a simple handwritten note could go great. I've said this a bunch of times before. For years, I send handwritten notes at the end of every year to that 20% of our clientele that gives us 80% of our revenue. And I can tell you that without fail, it has been huge for us. And we really, really have people always coming up to me saying, that was so nice. I got your card again. Thank you so much. All right. So these are all great ways that you can retain your clients or re-engage them, right? There's also things like challenges that you can do during slower months. There's times of the year where you really want to be attracting, and then there's times of the year that you really want to be retaining. All right. Now, if you're interested in getting more ideas on attraction strategies and even very specific retention strategies, I'm going to invite you. I would love to invite you actually to, I'm going to be hosting a free masterclass, totally free. And I'm going to be going over the exact attraction strategies that we teach in our FitBiz Foundations program and also that I use in Pilates in the Grove. All right. So that free masterclass will be taking place Wednesday, September 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. All right. It'll be via Zoom. All you need to do is go register and reserve your spot. Okay. You can go visit www.kristagurka.com/attraction and reserve your spot. Okay. When you attend live, you will get to ask me very specific questions that are directly related to you and your business, and we will brainstorm through them. Okay. I will be taking questions from the audience or from those in attendance. So again, register for this free masterclass. I'm going to be going over very specific attraction strategies, and I'm going to give you the rest of the pillars between attraction and retention. Okay. Again, visit www.kristagurka.com/attraction. All right. To reserve your spot today. Now, if you're listening to this past September 17, 2022, I'm sure that there'll be a replay of some sort in my library where you can go visit kristagurka.com/store and you can grab the replay. So that's all I got for you today. So if you're following me live on Instagram, thank you for joining me. If you're following me on Facebook, thank you for joining me here. If you're listening to the podcast, as always, if you could go scroll down on your phone and leave a review for me, it really, really, really makes it easier for me to get in front of more women so we can have more impact in the world. So I really would thank you if you would go visit Female Empowered, leave a review, leave an honest review. Like if you didn't like it, that's cool. I'm cool with that. I'm a big girl. I got thick skin. But if you like this content, you'd like to see more of it, let me know. Write a little review. Literally, it'll take you 20 seconds and it would mean a lot to me. So thank you for letting me share this info with you today. And until next time, my friends, bye for now. Visit me next week on the Female Empowered podcast. Hey, I wanted to take a moment and interrupt this episode real quick. If you are enjoying what you're listening to and have listened to any other of my content and are interested in seeing if I would be the right person to help you grow, start, or even support you wherever you are on your fitness business journey, I invite you to schedule a free discovery call with me and see if we're the right fit to work with each other. You can go ahead and grab a time at www.kristagurka.com/discovery. And I really look forward to chatting with you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Female Empowered. If you like what we covered today, please leave a review for the show. This helps other female fitness and wellness professionals find the podcast and lets me know I'm sharing helpful information with all of you. If you'd love to get even more insights and find resources to help you market, streamline, and grow your clinic or client-based business, you can visit me at kristagurka.com or follow me on Instagram at kristagurka. That's at kristagurka. See y'all next time.